أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين أوتوا الكتاب آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا لما معكم من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت وكان أمر الله مفعولا. In the previous ayats, Allah explained about the Bani Israel, the Jews especially, that how they changed the kitabs also, and also the enmity that they had against Islam and against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah warned them of the serious consequences of that. Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimin, most merciful. In spite of all that evils of theirs, now Allah is inviting them, make tawbah and come right. Believe in the Quran Sharif, which testifies to the Torah. If you believe in the Quran, you will be actually believing in the Torah. And if you just believe in the Quran, you will be just believing in the Torah. So Allah is inviting them to correct their beliefs and come right. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina utul kitab. A kitab wala, all those who have been given the kitab, the Torah and the Injil, the Jews and the Christians. Aminu bima nazzalna. Iman lao us par jo humne nazil kiya. Bring iman on that which we have revealed, that is, bring iman on the Quran Sharif. Musaddiqal lima ma'akum. Tasdeeq karta hai us kitab ki jo tumhari paas se hai pehle se. The Quran Sharif testifies to the truthfulness of the Torah as it was revealed by Allah Ta'ala and the Injil as it was revealed by Allah Ta'ala. Min qabli anna tamisa wujuhan. Pehle isse ke hum hata daale bahut se chehron ko. Before the time comes when our punishment will come. And here Allah is referring to a punishment that we will change their faces. That is, as the cheeks are, there is only skin. Like that we will make your whole face like that. There will be no eyes, no nose, no mouth. It will be how the cheeks are, just skin on your faces. We will do that to you if you don't change, if you don't correct your beliefs. فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا پھر اُلَتْ دیں گے ان کو پیٹھ کی طرف. And then we will turn them around like the back. Like the back of the head has got no eyes, no lips, no nose or anything. Like that we will make the front of your face also like that. And that will be a punishment for not believing in the kitab, in the Quran Sharif. وَنَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ. یا لعنت کرے ان پر جیسے ہم نے لعنت کی ہفتے کے دن والوں پر. Or we will curse them as we had cursed the people of Saturday. This refers to an instant which will come in the 9th Sufara in Surah Araf, where the same Jews, they were for a punishment, they were prohibited to fish on a Saturday. But then they make all other plans. They put nets in there to catch the fish, and then they fished it on a Sunday. But they actually fished it on the day that they were supposed not to fish. So like that, Allah's punishment came on those people, and they were changed into monkeys and into swine. So Allah says, we will either give you that punishment, either make your faces just like your cheeks are, like the back of your head are, the front of your head also we will make it just like that. Or we will give you the punishment which we gave the people of Sabt of Saturday, that is those who were prohibited to fish on a Saturday, and they fished, and then Allah changed them into monkeys and into swine. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. اور اللہ کا حکم تو ہو کر ہی رہتا ہے. And always the order of Allah is executed. It is done as Allah Ta'ala says. So Allah is warning them, and in Allah is mentioning it in the Quran Sharif, so that we also don't change the Quran Sharif. And anything wrong we have done, there is an invitation for us also to correct our lives. to make tawbah and to go into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so merciful and kind that even after a person has committed guna, and the worst guna, which is treason, that is changing the religion of Allah Ta'ala, changing the book of Allah Ta'ala. But even then, if a person makes tawbah, Allah wholeheartedly forgives him and Allah welcomes him back in the mercy and in the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So there is a great lesson for us to learn, a direct command to the Ahl-e Kitab. But of course, the Ahl-e Kitab are not going to be reading the Quran Sharif. We will read it, and we are supposed to read it daily, and then take all these lessons from here. How Allah is warning them, it is warning us that we should correct our iman and our amal, we should correct them. Otherwise, we should fear the severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us take heed, correct our lives, and turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity with our correct beliefs, aqaid, and our correct amal also. Wa akhiru da'wana.